Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY23 earnings conference call for Dreamforce Services Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. On this call, we have Ms. Vibrata Kalat, Chairperson and Managing Director, Ms. Giya Devan, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Balaji Srinivasan, Chief Technical Officer and Executive Director. I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Vibrata Kalat. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good morning, everyone. Firstly, you all have to excuse me because I really have a bad throat today. Once again, thank you for joining our earnings conference call to discuss the operational and financial performance for quarter four and FY23. It gives me a great pleasure to interact with you at a time wherein we are observing the daily air traffic volumes create new records each passing day. We witnessed 37.5 million domestic passengers over the quarter as compared with 24.72 million passengers for the same quarter in the preceding year. This signals a growth of 52% year-on-year. The awareness around affinity for and propensity to use airport lounges has also significantly increased over the past year. We are focused on enhancing the end consumer experience and making their journey comfortable, luxurious, and do this by providing the best-in-class facilities tailored to their preferences. With the industry know-how, deep integration, strong relationship, and network we have gained and built over time, we are the industry leading player with 100% coverage across the airport lounges in the country. The statistics are the same when it comes to railway lounges, where we are present across 100% of the railway lounges in the country and witness a steep growth rate with modernization of railway stations happening at breakneck speed. From a regulatory perspective too, the Government of India recently announced the Udaan 5.0 scheme with the objective of improving air connectivity to regional areas, democratizing the aviation sector, and connect small airports to some key foreign destinations, and boost the overall tourism sector in the country. Till date, 425 plus new routes have been added under this scheme, and number of airports have increased from 74 in 2014 to 147 as on date. Domestic air traffic grew drastically in FY23, approximately 60%, in which has surpassed pre-COVID levels. For Q4 FY23, it grew by approximately 52% as compared to Q4 FY22. While we witnessed queues outside lounges owing to the overwhelming demand, conscious efforts to declutter the lounges, increase the capacity at the existing lounges, and launching new lounges is actively being pursued to enhance the experience. Number of passengers availing lounge access and other touch points to us has grown at a healthy rate of approximately 131% year-on-year in FY23 and approximately 76% in Q4 FY23. In FY23, passengers accessing the airport lounges stood at 8.15 million compared to 3.53 million in FY22, reflecting the travel industry growth by trajectory. Finally, in terms of the lounge infrastructure, number of lounges continue to grow in India along with an increase in size of existing lounges. All in all, we see a very strong upswing in sustainable air traffic levels and thereafter a preference to opt for value-added services such as lounges, spa services, F&B outlets, and more. Our country's demographics are also work favorably for us. With an extremely high digital penetration and a steadily growing card user base, the likelihood that this customer base will desire adopt and prefer air travel and increase its frequency is high. Currently, only a small percentage of eligible credit debit cardholders are availing the access to airport facilities. But with the growing awareness and preferences, the future growth potential is phenomenal. The credit card penetration in India is low and expected to increase exponentially over the next two decades. Research suggests that the estimated increase in credit card users is 33 times. On the organizational level too, we had multiple noteworthy developments. To begin with, as part of our diversification strategy beyond the airport-related services, we went deeper into the golf course access by taking a controlling stake in Vista Golf. With our aim to tap into the growing interest in the sport and premium value attached to it, we acquired 60% stake in Vista Golf Private Limited with our aim to bring golf to a wider audience and increase the premium offerings to our customers and are confident of the growth potential that lies ahead of us in this sector. This association will give customers access to golf games and lessons at golf clubs across India and globally. This enables Dreamforce to expand its service offerings by enabling customer access to golf courses across the globe. We also onboarded 11 corporate clients for whom we aim to provide customized services, offerings, and assist them run their loyalty programs. Another significant development included beefing up the senior leadership team with appointment of Chief Business Officer by onboarding Mr. Sandeep Sonamane. He brings with him rich experience in the hospitality sector and will be valuable asset helping with redefining airport services solutions and driving our technology offerings to the next level. Staying on track with our strategic geographic expansion plans, we recently incorporated a wholly owned subsidiary in Singapore by the name Dreamforce Services Private Limited, with the objective to carry out the operations related to airport and other related services. This will support the growth and business expansion of the company. We are working extensively to enhance our service offerings and tech capabilities to stay ahead of the curve in this ever-evolving digital era. To take you through our tech capabilities and developments, I would ask Balaji Srinivasan, our CTO, to take over.
Thank you, Lubita. To give an overview of our platform is designed and aimed at providing our clients and their end consumers the visibility of the benefits, provide access to such benefits, a choice of access mechanisms, using a host of services, while getting an excellent consumer experience. And this superior technology stack forms one of the multiple modes we have at a company. One of our more recent but noteworthy developments includes the launch of our web access product as one of the new channels to access lounges and other services. It is an extremely handy tool for consumers, where consumers can register the card, they can see the benefits and the services that is available, for example, lounges, meet and assist, etc. Check the utilization on such cards and eventually generate a QR code to get access to such lounges. There are also very interesting options. For example, you can see the history of your visits and you could go take friends and family with you along by going in a paid model in case the friends and family do not have access to complimentary lounges or in case the complimentary visits have been exhausted. In alignment with our asset-light philosophy and our mode of operations, the entire stack is cloud-based and allows operators as well as other partners to check the consumer's benefits in real time and allow such access to facilities based on the eligible benefits configured. This supports correct accounting and is intended to stop system misuse and also enhance customer service by preventing valid denials. This platform is proprietary and has been developed in-house. So one of the interesting things about a platform is that it makes it simple to configure benefits, to calculate and manage these benefits as well. It offers options for integrations and data exchange APIs for our partners. It takes the ease of access and convenience We have omnichannel access via credit cards, debit cards, card issuer apps, our app, self-check-in kiosks, web-based portals, and more recently, like I mentioned, the new web access tool as well. In more recent examples, we are also allowing clients such as banks to integrate this benefit into their own apps, which makes it easy from the point of view of the end consumer. Our new acquisition, WitsoGolf, now known as GolfClick, layers the Dreamforce proprietary tech platform onto the global inventory of WitsoGolf and thus seamlessly blending into the existing engagement with the clients. So this enables our clients to give an extended value proposition to the end consumers. And last, to stay ahead of the curve and keep our tech platform, you could say, ahead of the existing trends, we continue to invest heavily in our in-house talent and R&D efforts and continue to invest in building products which we hope would be the keystone in the coming few years for the industry. So with that, I would like to hand over the call to Jia Diwan, our CFO, for the financial performance highlight.
Thank you, Balaji. A very warm welcome to everyone attending this earnings conference call. This has been an eventful quarter on multiple fronts for us, right from the addition of offerings to our MBIT to going deeper in the services offered earlier, as in the case of Vitsur, Golf Access and Lessons, by acquiring a stake in the company. Even geographically, our foray into Singapore via the recently incorporated subsidiary has been in line with our highlighted strategic roadmap. The combined effect of internal strategies and competencies playing out in synergy with the favorable external environment has translated into yet another quarter of growth with the margin expansion to end the year on a very strong note for us. Continuing with the momentum in last couple of quarters, the company registered 140% YOY operating revenue growth with the Q4 FY23 revenue from operations of 237.75 crores compared to 99.17 crores in the corresponding quarter last year. Coming on to the annual performance, we have delivered a robust revenue growth of 174% with the highest ever revenues of 773.25 crores for the full year, as against 282.50 crores in the previous year. The growth is primarily on the back of continuing uptake in passenger volume, steadily growing ticket size, and increasing preference to avail lounge access facilities. In terms of the profitability, happy to report that we have reported an EBITDA margin of 14.68% in this quarter against 12.58% in quarter 4 FY2022. Our EBITDA closed at 35.09 crores in the quarter as against 12.51 crores for Q4 22. The EBITDA for the year stood at 102.22 crores as against 24.07 crores for FY22. EBITDA margins improved substantially, rising from 8.48 in FY22 to 13.16 in FY23. The improvement in margin year-over-year sequentially is a testimony of our strong fundamentals of driving sustainable growth resulting in operating leverage. As barring our people costs, we do not have any major fixed expenses, neither any major finance cost, nor any significant capex requirements. Our revenue growth continues at a healthy pace and we witnessed a healthy performance across all key KPIs. The robust pipeline and strong client additions, despite a volatile global environment, highlights the strength of the solutions we offer and the changing trends in the travel industry, which is increasingly adopting tech to drive revenue. The company continues to have strong client relationships that are helping in building a scalable, predictable, stable and sustainable revenue and operating margin. The reported PAT for quarter 4 FY23 was 25.3 crores, which has increased by 182% compared to 8.98 crores in quarter 4 22. The PAT for the year was 72.53 crores, which has significantly increased by 346% compared to the last year. During FY23, our PAT margin was 9.38% compared to 5.75% in the previous year. Being an extremely light company with a lean team, organizational structure and size, we do not have any major capex needs or other outlays and are confident of financing any future scale-up or expansion through our internal accruals. Our major expenses, which are linked to employee compensation, were 17.44 crores for the year and constitute 2.26% of our operating revenue. During quarter 4 FY23, the company has completed the acquisition of 60% equity share of Vitsur Golf Private Limited on March 2, 2023 at an aggregate consideration of 1.5 crores. As per Ind AS, the reporting purchase consideration has been allocated on the basis of the fair value of acquired assets and liabilities, which has resulted in recognizing goodwill of 8.87 million in our books. The impact of acquisition on the profit for the quarter and the year-end 31st March 23 is not material. The company had paid an amount aggregating to 23.55 crores disclosed under capital advances and security deposits in the balance sheet as on March 31st, 2022 to few related and independent parties towards security deposits or advances for investment in or leasing out properties or plots. Since the nature of these transactions were not directly related to the core business of the company alongside the board determined that these transactions would be terminated by March 31st, 23. The said arrangements have now been terminated in line with the guidance given in previous calls, and the amount aggregating to 23.55 crore has been received back in the company before committed 31st March 2023. Continuing to the return ratios clocked by the company, our strong profitability stemming from efficient operations at scale and an asset-light business model has helped us deliver tremendous value to our stakeholders. Our ROE stands at 46.3% for FY23 and ROCE stands at 62.6%. With this, I would like to hand over the call to Librata to highlight the way forward for the business.
Thank you, Gia. Over a decade, we have built a strong business model that has helped us scale up and redefine this business. We intend to replicate this expertise by leveraging our deep knowledge of the industry, technological innovations, process expertise, and rich data-backed insights across new high-growth markets, which include Central and Eastern Europe, Middle East, Africa, and Southeast Asia, and write another successful chapter in our growth story. Our next growth phase will be driven by multiple factors. While we continue to cross-sell and upsell to existing clients based on the new premium services we have added and will continue to develop, acquiring new clients in existing and new markets and through geographic expansion is a key objective. Additionally, from a revenue mix perspective, while more than 95% of our revenues come from lounge access services, there has been a cautious effort to diversify into adjoining premium offerings such as golf course access and duty-free offers. Enterprise setups also offer us another area of growth, though quite niche at the moment, but enable us to provide customer engagement and loyalty solutions for corporate clients via developing tailored solutions for business in the hotel sector, e-commerce, new age digital, and banking, among others, is another area of interest. Thus, we aim to expand into newer sectors to create customer engagement. We are witnessing a large wave of premiumization in the country, from luxury cars and watches to a rising preference for premium services such as lounge and go sessions. Customer spending has also increased over time, leading to a sustainable ticket size going forward, and moreover, the inclination to travel, especially the propensity to travel by air, is on the rise. This gives an indication of the changing demographics, lifestyle preferences, and changing trends of consumption, which bodes well for Dreamforce. With that, I think we can open up the floor for your questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mukul Garg from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, Libita. First of all, I must compliment you guys on an excellent exit to FY23. I think the performance was really great this quarter. I had three questions from my side. Libita, first of all, the customer base for you guys continued to grow or I would say outgrow the passenger traffic growth in the country. How should we see that? Like, is this something which you will contribute attribute to a behavioral change, or is there an element of people arriving early to airports because of long queues, or is this something which is partially because of the lounge capacity rapidly increasing, especially in smaller towns?
Thank you, Mukul. So I think there are multiple factors to this, I would say. So one is the awareness which is actually growing in the market. So I would say that, the awareness of the lounge benefit which is there on the credit or the debit card has actually grown, and that is one of the reasons. Second change what we also see is that after COVID, we have also seen that more and more people would prefer to actually, go to a place where they feel secure rather than going to a food court or any other place for that matter. So that is one of the change what we see, right? And of course, if you all have all observed in major airports as well, the way the credit card acquisition or the customer acquisition, which happens wherein the banks are actually having their kiosks and selling the credit cards. The first thing they actually talk about is that you get a lounge complimentary on this credit card. So that is the selling point, right? So this is there. And secondly, yes, in terms of the lounge size increasing, I would say that, yes, the airport is also realizing, and they also see that, the growth coming from the lounge business. And the existing airports are also actually looking at having more and more space for the lounge. So I would say there are multiple factors which is driving towards this.
Understood. And the second question was on the Singapore subsidiary setup. Are you starting to see some traction in the in other geographies, or is this a necessary first step you have to take before you start pitching aggressively across the key hubs for airports?
So, Mukul, it's not in that way. Actually, I would say that there is an attraction, and the way we have actually created a differentiator in terms of the complete product in India market. And we see that our existing clients are interested to have a similar product in the other regions. So we have already started working on that, and this was a second step for us to actually have a company in Singapore. So this is the reason why we have actually, incorporated Singapore entity.
So should we expect, expansion outside India to start becoming more visible, in some time?
Yes, very soon.
Sure. And the final one, if I may, was on Sandeep's addition to the team. Good to see a strong leader adding to the leadership team of DreamFolks. Can you just help us better understand the mandate? Is this focus, somewhat on the non-Indian markets, or is it, somewhat related to expanding the opportunity universe within the India? How should we see, aim?
So Mukul, it is the overall, I would say, that it's not just focusing on the international or the global market. But as we said that, we are also looking at enterprises and we are also looking at clients which are just not banks, right? So that is a sector which we are focusing on. Secondly, it's not just on the lounges. The way we have built the airport services, we are also looking for more and more such opportunities. So in March, we have acquired Golf, which we actually felt would be a right fitment for our business, right? So similarly, yes, we would be looking at more such opportunities wherein we feel that, you know, that will enhance our business, support our business, and it will also add value in terms of the numbers. So yes, it is not focusing on one area, but there are multiple factors, and that is the reason we are strengthening our senior management team.
Sure. Thank you so much for answering the question, and best of luck for FY24.
Thank you, Mukul.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, I'd like to remind the participants to limit your question to 2 per participant. If time permits, you may join the queue for any follow-ups. The next question is from the line of Shreyans Mehta from Equirus Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Am I audible?
Yes, yes. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations on a good set of numbers. My first question is related to the, as we are already having around 45 crore in debt funds and 35 crore in cash, so how we are going to utilize the same, as we are almost a cash generating company, and are we planning for any kind of dividend, and how much is required for the capex? As such, we are a satellite company, so how much would be the capex if we foray into international markets? So how this things would be panning out in next 2 to 3 years?
So I will talk about the business, and then maybe, you know, the dividend part, my CFO Gia can speak about it. So in terms of the expansion, yes, as we mentioned that we are going globally, and the differentiator what we have created in the India market, we want to create a similar differentiator in the other regions as well. So yes, there will be a cost, and partly it would be utilized for, you know, the development in these regions, right? And secondly, yes, as you have seen that we have acquired, you know, 60% stake in the Gauss company. So similarly, if there are new opportunities coming up, we would also look at opportunities as well. So I would say that there are few things which are in pipeline, and the company is working on it. So this is in terms of how we plan to, you know, spend. So I think I'll give it to Gia to speak about the dividend part.
Thank you, Prita. Good question, Shreyans. As you can see, the business is now going great, and we will definitely do some shareholders return in the coming year. Let me tell you that this is the thought process we have internally, and the corporate philosophy as well, to provide the shareholders return. I think the board at an appropriate time will take the call of the dividends.
Got it. And then just follow up to the Librata Bank question. So as we are considering the goal for that, we have already acquired the Witzer goals, and we are also considering some other services kind of thing to acquire. So at the time of acquisition, how we are looking into the ROE and ROC, as we are already making 45% plus ROE and ROC. So are we trying to maintain the same, as revenue is largely into the like range of 1 or 2% in totality? So how we are looking into that?
So the thing is that we are actually looking at the similar thing. We would not want to actually change or diversify, you know, change the model. So any acquisition, so similarly, you know, when we acquired Golf as a business, so it had a similar or I would say a better ROE comparatively. And in case in future, whichever company or any business we think of acquiring or investing in, we would ensure that, you know, we will maintain that, and that will not make any change in the existing business.
Got it. And then just one more thing about our total lounge accesses. So if we see our revenue growing versus our lounge accesses growing, so there has been seemed to be some improvement in overall realization. So is this the price increase that we are taking, or is this just a mix that has changed between domestic and foreign during FY23? So how we are, and even the view on how are we taking price increases, along with that, our gross margin has improved. So is it like we have increased the prices against which we are getting still at some discounts? How the things are moving out?
So the way it works is that, you know, as we said, that we have a long period contract, but all our renewables are the price escalations from both the end, which is at the service provider, the lounge end, as well as at the client end. Right. So yes, I would say that you know, the way we have actually strategized, we are ensuring that we try and maintain the margins. So this is what it is. Secondly, I would say that strategically, in terms of the other services as well, which are adding up, right? So the margins would, I would not say better, but we will try and maintain in the same way.
Okay, and ma'am, how about the realization improvement that we have seen in this particular FY23 on a blended level?
Realization, Shreyans, if you see that, that has been stabilized over a period of time. And as we continue to focus on stabilizing our margins, we also continue to focus on our receivables as well. That is what is getting the focus from the management since last couple of quarters.
Thank you, Mr. Mehta. Request you to join the queue for any follow-ups as we have several participants waiting for their turn. Thank you. The next question is on the line of Saurabh Jain from Sunidhi. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good morning. Many congratulations for the wonderful set of numbers. I have a couple of questions.
Saurabh, your audio is not very clear. It's muffled. Can you use the handset, please?
Yeah. Is it better now?
Yes.
Yeah. So with expanding offerings to railway stations, golf courses, and multiple growth drivers like airports, modernization of railway stations, expanding middle class credit cards. So what kind of growth does the management envisage for the next 2 to 3 years? And how is the competitive scenario evolving with respect to players like Dragon Pass and LoungeBuddy and etc.?
Okay. So as you see that the driving factors for our business is the airport passenger traffic, the credit card issuance, the awareness which is growing for this. So I would say that the growth, the way the airport passenger traffic is being expected. So obviously we also assume that, it is our business growth will also be in the similar lines. Secondly, in terms of the credit card issuance also, if you have heard that we have told that, presently India is at a very low penetration compared to other regions, right? And the expected growth is 33 times here. So I would say that the more the number of issuance are happening the more offerings which have been given on the card. So these are the driving factors. Secondly, I would also say that in terms of adding different services, like golf, what we have added, and we also have multiple airport services. So these services are also going to add up to the revenue to the existing business. Secondly, I would say that in terms of the competition, what you're talking about, Dragon Pass or any other competitors. So as you say that, Dreampoke started when there was already global players in the market. And it was a differentiator what we have created in the market. And I think that is one of the biggest reasons that why today we sit with a 90% of market share, right? And I think the goal or the vision of Dreampoke is that, we keep building and enhancing our product portfolio both from the service side and in terms of the technology as well. So I think that this strategy is going to be used a long way because we would, and from the in terms of the tech also, if you have seen, and when Balaji explained about it, that we have actually been enhancing regularly in terms of how we would want to enhance the customer experience. Not only that, ensuring that what would be the client requirement. So I think these are the areas where we are majorly focusing on. And I think this will keep us ahead of the competition.
So with all these key growth drivers being in the nascent stage or say have a huge headroom for growth, so is it quite possible to sustain high growth numbers like 50 to 100% how we grew last year for next 2-3 years?
Shreyans, as we discussed, two major factors, right? Traffic as well as credit card penetration. Now, it is directly or indirectly proportional to these two industry growth rates. If we talk about the traffic, the forecast for the aviation industry's growth is close to 40% is what we are getting to hear in next 2 years, right? So that would act like a tailwind for us in our growth as well. On top of it, there would be credit card penetration increasing. We are every month getting to see the numbers that it's touching record highs. So that would be another factor which will act like a tailwind for our growth. Would be a very difficult to put a finger on one number at this point in time, but these two set of industry growth would help us grow as well.
Okay, got it. That was helpful. My second question is, how are businesses related to merchant discount rates, and how any shrinking pattern or trend is likely to impact our business or profitability in the medium to long term?
So in terms of, you know, the benefit which has been given to the cardholders, right, so it is more of a customer acquisition cost and not a discounted level. So if you have actually seen, you know, now any product or any new credit card which is launching, right, so as a hygiene factor, lounge benefit is already, you know, part of it. And not only that, I think the banks are also becoming proactive because the way the customer you know, the user's awareness is growing, they are trying to add more and more value to the customer. So we don't see any risk there in terms of, you know, the discounting happening there or trying to take out the benefit. But we see that, you know, the benefit in terms of the premium services are being added in a larger way right now. So I think it is a positive sign for our business, and we don't see any risk factor presently in this.
Thank you, Mr. Jain. Request you to join the queue for any follow-ups. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sri Gopal Bajaj from Stock Hi-Fi Advisory Services Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Are you able to hear them?
So it's not very clear. Please use the handset mode.
Am I audible? Type more?
Yes, please go ahead.
I would like to know how much railway lounges are you present currently now, and what kind of revenue has been there for this quarter four?
So presently there are 12 railway lounges across the country, and we see that there is a potential, I mean a plan of adding more such lounges in coming months. Secondly, in terms of the revenue, I would say that recently it is a very minuscule numbers coming from there. But one important factor the positive sign what we see there is that month on month there is a growth in these numbers. So I would say that, you know, we have been growing by 25 to 30% month on month in railway business.
How many lounges are you planning to add in the next 2 years, ma'am?
So it all depends that, you know, that how many lounges would be coming up. So it would not be the decision of Dreamforce, because it would be, you know, the government decision on which railway stations they would want to have these benefits. So depending on, you know, whichever lounge would be coming up, Dreamforce will surely have a tie-up with these lounges.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Girish Solanki from Kitara. Please go ahead. Girish, your line is unmuted for questions. Request to please unmute your line and proceed with the question. There seems to be no response from the line of Girish. Hence, we'll move to the next question. That is from the line of Vinayak Mota from Stallion Asset. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, good morning. Congrats for a great set of numbers. So I just had 2 to 3 questions. The first one was on the margins front. You had, you know, mentioned that 12 to 13% would be a sustainable rate. So when you talk about sustaining the margin, are you talking about it from a yearly perspective, or is it more of from, you know, quarterly perspective, given the premiumization trend that you've been seeing? The second question would be, on the Singapore subsidiary side, where you've been talking, where you've just entered and, you plan on going into airport services. So are these, like my presumption is the lounges and all would already be penetrated out there. So in what kind of services would you try and, build your mark or would you be looking to displace the existing players or would you only be targeting the Indian customers and the banks? So this was the second question. The third question was majorly going forward, given this year on a high base has passed on, do you think that 25 to 30% growth, given the different sector, given the different segments that you are coming out from, because you have tailwinds from the customer side, wherein the number of lounges, number of services offerings are expanding, and secondly, you are also looking on the supplier end, moving away from only bank focus to hotels or some other supplier platform as well. So do you think that 25 to 30% is a decent growth amount to take into consideration? So, yeah, thank you.
Then I can take up your first question about the margins. So the way we as an internal strategy follow for the margins is though we have long-term relationship and contracts with the clients, we do the price escalations every 12 months. And this happens simultaneously with both set of our stakeholders, our service providers, which are lounges and other service operators, as well as our clients, right? Now, in that process, as a company philosophy, we try to manage close to 15% margin, whether it is quarter on quarter or yearly. Since it is a 12-month escalation which happens, there is not much variation which you get to see in quarters versus the annual numbers. So that's the philosophy we work on when we onboard any new client or we onboard any lounge operators or have any price escalation discussions during every renewal.
So I'll just take up your next question, which was related to the Singapore entity. So in terms of the business model, I would say that we present business, if I have to talk about, we concentrate more on the Indian issued credit and debit card benefits, right? So similarly, we have also expanded in terms of our inventory or the lounges, right? So we have already extended in 130 plus countries where we have already tied up directly with the lounges, similarly the way we have done in India. So the reason of having a Singapore entity is that because we also wanted to now capture different clients outside India. It's not just giving the benefit or managing the program for the India issuance, but also now focusing on more Middle East and Southeast Asia markets. So this is one of the reasons that why. In terms of additional services, I would say that the way we have built in the airport services in India, we would also build the similar portfolio in the other regions as well. In terms of the contribution from the other sectors, I would say that it is too early right now to say, but we see lot of attraction coming from the other, enterprises as well, wherein they would want to give a similar benefit to their customers. So, yes. So right now I would say that, yeah, this is the focus and this is the plan, the company has.
Thank you. Mr. Mota, may I request you to join the queue for any follow-up questions? Also, ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit a question to one per participant. If time permits, you may join the queue for follow-ups. The next question is from the line of Anupama Bothra from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and congratulations for brilliant performance quarter on quarter. So
Anupama,
I have
your voice is breaking, not very clear. Can you use the handset, please?
Yeah, is it fine? Is it okay?
Yes.
Yeah. So my first question is conversion rate for domestic and international PATs and the blended realization for the domestic and international business for quarter four and FY22.
Anupama, our conversion rate for quarter four was 6.2%, vis-a-vis quarter four of the previous corresponding year, 5.4%. And for the entire year, if we look at FY22 and 23 conversion, that was 6% compared to 4.15% in the previous year. And as far as the price realization is concerned, when we have spoken about the split between the domestic and international, we are currently at 73% versus 23% in domestic and international.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sunil Jain from Nirmal Bang Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for this opportunity and congratulations on good number. I would like to know exactly how many passengers visited the launch in this quarter.
This quarter, 2.34 million passengers visited the lounges across the country, whether it is domestic side of the lounges or international side of the lounges within India.
Okay. And as such, the average realization increased very sharply quarter on quarter. So is this sustainable or it's a quarterly phenomena where we see in fourth quarter higher realization?
It is not a regular process which happens every quarter on quarter. It depends on as and when the client contracts are getting due for the escalation. A few might fall in quarter three. Primarily, a lot of the contracts fall under quarter three for the escalation, and few spread across over the period of the year, depending upon when are we signing up and onboarding the new client.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Girish Solanki from Kitara. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes.
In the notes to accounts, I can see below cash flow statement, there was an outstanding financial liability of 45.43 million, which is pertaining to selling shareholders for their offer for sale as on 31st March 2022. Is that amount still outstanding? And if it is outstanding, what are we planning? Are we planning to repay that?
Girish, this amount is outstanding as on 31st of March 2023. But as we speak, the bills have already been settled with the bank and the balance amount would get distributed to the shareholders.
And what would be the timeline for that?
I think within this quarter, we should be able to knock this off. This is the IPO expenses, which is the amount is lying in the IPO escrow account. And through that, the company pays it to all the banks and the distribution brokers.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Aditya Sharma from Aditya Birla. Please go ahead.
Hi, ma'am. Thanks for the opportunity and congrats for the good set of numbers. Just wanted to understand this gross margin. So we've taken these hikes. So does it seem sustainable? And also, when we were talking about the hikes, you were calling out that we take hikes mainly to keep the margin, gross margin at around 15%. So just wanted to understand this bit.
Aditya, as we have been focusing on and we have been highlighting to the community, investor community as well, that as a part of the process and in relationship with the long-term association which we have had with our both the set of stakeholders, we do this discussion simultaneously and we try to maintain a margin of 15%. That is our focus every time when we get into the escalation discussion. So I think as part of the management, whenever we onboard new clients or whenever we offer new services or introduce new offerings like golf or any other spa services, we ensure that we build the product in such a way that we can maintain a margin of 15%.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Weber Sabu from Nippon AIF. Please go ahead.
Hi. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So just wanted to get our comments, you know, so what we are seeing as a trend is that for credit card or debit cards, lot of issuing banks are limiting their, you know, either they are limiting the access or they are limiting the number of lounges they are partnered with. So just for an example, HDFC debit cards now, you know, allow for their customers access only to 4 or 5 airport lounges, that also at the metro airports. So just wanted to get, you know, comments on it, especially because as we see, most of the metros, the airport lounges are already quite congested. So, you know, how management sees it, you know, especially from a dual perspective going forward. And just wanted to add in request, you know, that just as a request perspective, that please, you know, also include operational update in the investor presentation or separately, wherein, you know, you can provide the number of passenger visiting lounges and, you know, what is the passenger mix. So just a request from my side. And thanks for providing the opportunity.
Sure. So coming to, you know, the credit card and debit card benefits, I would say that yes, there are few changes which are happening, and the changes are good, I would say, that it is not that, you know, the limitations or the limits are getting reduced, but if you actually see, because, you know, the awareness of the lounge is actually growing and people are aware that there is a lounge benefit. Right. So most of the cards which are actually been issued, you know, there are people who are only utilizing it for the lounge. But otherwise, I would say that there is no such benefit for the bank for that particular card if the customer does not use that card. So I would say that is one of the change. But I would say that, you know, the other change which the banks are doing and which we have built a solution for that is a spend base. Right. So even if the limits are been reduced, you know, there are additional limits or additional benefits which have been given by the bank if a customer is spending beyond the threshold. Right. So the you know, and I would say that in terms of the technology, that's how we have actually built, and we have actually given that platform to the banks to identify that the moment the customer has actually spend from the threshold, he immediately gets an additional lounge benefit, or if it is much more than, maybe they also get a meet and assist or an airport transfer as a complimentary benefit. So these are the changes which are happening, and I would not say that, you know, that would impact the business, but we see that, you know, the overall the way the program is managed is actually changing, and it's actually benefiting for everyone. Secondly, in terms of the lounge space and the tier 2 lounges, yes, I would say that, you know, the concentration for few of the cards where the benefit is only limited to the metros. However, there is a, you know, increase, or I would say there are largely a lot of cards which are actually having a benefit for the other lounges like tier 2 and tier 3 as well. As I told you, that the awareness for the lounge usage is growing, but I think the customer is still aware that the lounges are only in the metro cities, and they are not aware that there are lounges in tier 2, tier 3 cities, and that's the reason the usage pattern is not there. But you will be surprised at the way the numbers are growing, and as you have asked for the numbers, we will try and share, you know, in terms of the lounges as well, the way the passenger traffic is growing city-wise, so that you understand the growth level as well. In terms of the existing lounges in the metro cities where it is actually getting overcrowded or overpacked, I would say that all these metro cities, including Mumbai, Delhi, Bangalore, they are expanding the existing space. So Delhi, for that matter, if you see that, you know, they had a lounge which was around 15,000 square feet, and recently, it's been a couple of months, they have actually opened the new international lounge, which is around 45,000 square feet, right? And a similar extension of lounge space has also increased at the domestic side, right? And there is an additional lounge coming up in Delhi Airport, which would be around 20,000 square feet. So the airports are also expanding because they also see that, you know, the growing trend of the lounge usage. And so we do not see that, you know, the capacity would be an issue and it would be a hindrance for the growth.
Understood. Thanks for answering my question. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harshal Sethia from AUM Fund Advisors. Please go ahead.
You know, in the earlier call, you had said that we will launch additional services like baggage services and other stuff. So have we started with those?
Yes, so we spoke about the other services, and as we also mentioned in the previous question as well, that we have the other services like the maintenances, the airport transfer, the spas, you know, the F&B airports and the transit hotels. So these are the additional services. Apart from that, if you have also seen that we have also acquired the golf company in March, right, and this is also an additional service or additional benefit which will be provided to the cardholders. So yes, as and when we are seeing a value-added product, we are adding it, and we will keep doing this in the near future as well.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kaushik Mohan from Ashika Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Hi. Congratulations for the great set of numbers. Ma'am, can I understand on the, currently you have very fantastic growth. Can I understand what will be there for this kind of growth can be expected in coming years?
So the industry, as you see, is looking quite robust, right? We drive on the tailwind of, as we have been mentioning, that airport traffic increase, credit card penetration. On top of it, our own initiative in terms of launching new services for the clients, including calls, maintenances, airport transfers. So all these things combined together, we see, our growth trajectory very, very satisfactory from a management point of view. The numbers, I'm sure you would be able to derive from the industry forecast, which we get to see from DGCA or IATA, that that's going to grow at 40% year on year for next 2 years' time. Credit card penetration, we recently got a news published that March was one of the record-breaking quarter wherein the credit card penetration increased, the number of cards issued by the banks put together in country. Crossed 33 times. All these things put together, we see a good outlook for the industry, and that would get converted into our growth as well.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jatin Jadhav from Sahasrar Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. I wanted to understand, since we've expanded, we've entered the golf business exactly. So I want to understand what kind of margin does that business bring? And second, eventually, what do you see the growth trajectory of this? And what will be the mix of golf in the total revenue?
Jatin, for golf also, after our acquisition, that gets built in into our strategy, the way we offer our services to the clients. So for our existing and new set of clients, golf access lessons and golf resort accesses for the, not just the games, but for learning the lessons also, will be part of the offerings which we will give to our clients. Now, as a part of bouquet of offerings, along with our own existing service offerings, we would bundle it and we would have a similar expectation of 15% margins for even the golf. Now, when it comes to potential in the golf industry, it is still picking up in India. The awareness of golf and the interest levels in the golf is picking up in last 2-3 years after the COVID. We are seeing the number of golf clubs also increasing. If you see in last 10 years, currently there are close to 50 golf clubs in India. In last 10 years, it has moved from 20 to 50. And so that's the kind of potential which is getting, we are getting to see in India. However, a larger market is there when it comes to Southeast Asia, because that's quite a popular business, and there are certain networks and card issuers who are already providing these services to their cardholders. So we see that as a very good potential for us in terms of new service offering to our clients. We are still very new in terms of calculating the market size. Once we reach there, we would update that to the investors as well, that what is it in terms of exact numbers which we are targeting.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishabh Doshi from Nimiti Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi. Congratulations on a great check. So I just wanted to first know, like, how big currently is Visa?
Your voice is echoing, not very clear.
Yeah, hope I'm audible now. So I just wanted to understand, like, currently how big is Visa in terms of our revenue currently?
Sorry, your question I couldn't understand. How this is?
How big is, like, what is the contribution of Visa in terms of our total revenue currently?
Sorry, but I would not be able to specifically give client-wise data.
So, like, in the DRHP, I guess it was mentioned that MasterCard Visa combined were around 60%. So, is it fair to assume that that still stands?
The way it works is that, you know, all the banks, whichever we are directly working, they actually issue both Master and Visa cards, right? So it would not be, right for me to actually disclose any percentage right now.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sahil Doshi from Thinkwise. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon. I just want to understand in terms of number of square feet we've added to our existing area in this quarter and this year, if you can give that.
I'm sorry, your voice is not audible.
Okay, am I audible now?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to understand what is the kind of square feet we've added in terms of the lounge and the capacity over the year.
Okay, so if you actually see in the past, right, the lounge size used to be average somewhere around 2,000 square feet. And today, if you actually see, the lounge spaces have gone to up to 30,000 and 40,000 square feet space. So because, you know, the airports are also realizing and they are also seeing a good growth which is happening and in lounge space. So they are taking a cautious decision of increasing the space. So yes, you know, in past few years we have seen the growth from 2,000 to 30,000 lounge space, which is further growing right now. As I just explained that, you know, the number of additional lounges coming up in Delhi Airport, the plan for having additional lounges in Mumbai, as well as Bangalore, if we actually see that, you know, the existing airport Terminal 1 itself had around 30,000 square feet lounge, but now with Terminal 2 coming up, there would be an additional lounge which will also be around 30,000 plus space. So yes, so the airport understands the requirement and the space is growing.
No, sorry, my question was, over the last 1 year, how much is the area under coverage or partnership with King Fox increased? And if you can quantify what the area, total area accumulator, possibly, that would be really helpful.
So it would keep varying, see, because as and when there are lounges coming up in the market, you know, in India, we keep adding that. And also, if you actually see the benefit which has been given on the card, it also varies. So it's not necessary that, you know, all the 60 lounges today, what Dreamfox covers are. All the 60 lounges would be as a benefit for all the debit or credit card. So it varies from, you know, client to client as such. So it would be very difficult to say that, you know, what would be the size of it. But I would say that yes, we ensure that we have the 100% coverage in terms of the lounges, because as and when any new lounge come up or there is an additional lounge coming up in the existing airport also, which immediately ensure that, you know, that is part of our portfolio.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that would be our last question for today. I now hand the conference back to the management for their closing comments. Thank you and over to you.
Thank you everyone for joining us on this earnings call. We at Dreamforce Services Limited are working on several new initiatives to expand our range of service offerings to our customers on both ends of the value chain. We have established a formidable position for ourselves on the back of our proprietary tech, extensive coverage and deep networks, coupled with external tailwinds in the form of a high growth across both industries that impact us, aviation and credit cards. These are expected to guide our journey as we look to scale greater heights and set new benchmarks. Once again, the investor presentation, earnings release and financial results have already been posted on the company's website and stock exchange. Please feel free to contact us or strategic growth advisors should you have any further questions. Stay safe and take care. Goodbye.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Dreamforce Services Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.